Let us pray. Almighty God, we ask you to clean our minds and hearts of all the things that may prevent us from hearing your word. Empty our hearts of doubt and empty our minds of preconceptions and assumptions. May we know that you are the source of our knowledge. Prepare our hearts to be ready to accept your truth. Help us be capable of hearing your voice speaking to us. Amen. Our scripture today comes from Genesis, the 5th chapter, the 21st through the 32nd verses. Hear now the word of God. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech. After he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and then he died. When Lamech had lived 182 years, he had a son. He named him Noah and said, "He will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands, caused by the ground the Lord has cursed." After Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Lamech lived a total of 777 years, and then he died. After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Today we begin a series of sermons entitled Visions from Noah. Visions, a father's vision for his sons, as we begin this series of lessons from Noah for 2021. Well, this past Wednesday, we are all aware of all that went on in Washington and in other parts of our country. When all of this occurred, I thought to myself, maybe I need to change. We don't need to start this series of sermons. Greg Scherer came up with this idea of making a video with using faith leaders from around Dunwoody and put together a message of unity. And one of my first calls with that was to Phil Schrader, the pastor at Dunwoody United Methodist Church. Phil and I go back some 20-plus years. And so I called Phil, and we were talking, casual conversation. And I said, I was going to start a series of sermons this Sunday about Noah, but I think I'm going to put all that on hold, and I'm not going to do it. He said, no, you need to keep doing that because we're all in the same boat. I said, yes, we are. And so I stuck with it, with the intentions of preaching about a father's vision for his son. I began working on it, reading, studying, preparing, writing, trying to put it together. It didn't come together. And I began writing this funeral service for Miss Sarah Edwards. And after I finished it, I started working on the sermon again, and it didn't come together. I prayed a lot, came in early this morning and prayed a lot, tried to put it together. It didn't fit. A father's vision for his sons. It hit me that that's not what I need to talk about. It really isn't. But I learned something in my study. One of the things I understood is when I began reading this scripture is that it is Genesis' version of Ancestry.com. It's easy to get just pass over these verses and gain altitude and speed and just glance down at them because we're more interested in the story of Noah and the ark. Is there anything redeeming in these verses? Are there? mainly I came up with questions that you might have after me reading the verses, or if you're part of those who are reading the Bible, beginning to read the Bible through this past week, you read the story of Noah. Maybe you had the same question. Are the years in the days of Noah and before, are they the same years that we have? Does a year last 365 days? Is a day 24 hours? What is it, preacher? I don't know. I know what scholars say, and you can get anybody's opinion you want. Maybe it's a matter of faith. I do know that in chapter 6, verse 3, God says these things about man, that man is mortal, and from that point forward, the days of life would be 120 years or less. And then you read about Shem, who is Noah's son, who lives to be 500. Even when you get generations down the line to Abraham, he lived to 175 years, but we do live less. And so in the midst of the things that have happened this week and looking at the scripture, I have come to understand that I don't have all the answers. And maybe that's a word for us today. Neither do you. It's easy in our world of where also so much information at our fingertips that we can think that we can gather all the information that is correct and unbiased and form an opinion. But we can't. You can't research enough to know if what you're reading and comprehending is actually the truth. Is it someone's spin or not? And so we must understand that we cannot have all the answers. All of us are ignorant, just the subject's different. Maybe we need to begin with the idea that we should be humble. Humble. For you see, we are all in the same boat. No one has all the answers in Genesis. No one has all the answers in the years that we've lived. We truly don't. Another interesting thing that happened when I began reading our scripture this week, and I started reading how long someone lived, and then they fathered a child, and then they lived so many more years fathering other sons and daughters, and then they died. And in total, they lived so many years. It began to make me remember the word math problems we had in middle school and before. How do you answer those questions? And so I go back to the first verse of the fifth chapter, and it has the genealogy of from Adam to Noah. And I began to figure out how long fathers live with their sons, and how long grandfathers got to live with their grandsons throughout from Adam all the way to Noah. Well, I won't go all the way back, but it was interesting in that process I came to Enoch. Enoch breaks the mold. Because when it talks about Enoch, it says that he had a son named Methuselah. And he faithfully walked with God for 300 years. And then he died. Methuselah had a father who walked faithfully with God, with him along his life for 300 years. And then he died. That's a long time, 300 years. I think about the things that we've been dealing with over our lifetime. How faithful have we been in our time on earth? How faithful have we been in the last 10 months of this pandemic where we feel tired and we're tired of being tired? How is our faith and our faithfulness to God? Have we thrown out the white flag and waved it and gave up? Have given up on our faith, given up on God, given up on each other? You watch the news, read social media, whatever you want to do, you can get to that place. And then I hear about Enoch, who lived 300 years with Methuselah. And Methuselah had Lamech. And then he lived, a total of 962 years. Lamech had Noah. And it says that Noah lived 500 years and then had children. Methuselah and Lamech lived 600 years with Noah. And they died within a couple of years of each other. And then the world changed. All along, my guess is, based on what we know, that by the time Noah is 600 years old, there's no one righteous in the land. No one. The prophet Ezekiel says that, I look for a man who would stand with me and build up the wall for the sake of the land. And I could find no one. That's what Noah was living in. And what I know and I believe in those short verses, and when you try to fill in all the gaps, we see that Enoch lived faithfully 300 years preparing his son and grandson. Methuselah and Lamech lived faithfully to God, preparing their son for what he had to endure. Yesterday, we had the service of remembrance, a celebration of life for Miss Sarah Edwards, 96 years old, a giant here at Kingswood, a giant of the faith. In the service, I talked about her having been born in 1924 in Glasgow, Scotland, just a few years after the end of World War I. We who were born after World War II, who were too young to understand even Korean conflict and understand Vietnam, it was different days. We live in a different place than she was born into. But just in Scotland, the small little country of Scotland, in World War I, 148,000 people were killed, mostly men, young men, in her town of Glasgow. 18,000 young men, sons of men and women, spouses, husbands of young women, women, young women with no one to marry. You think about the effect on a whole generation of people just from that war. Before Miss Sarah could get to be six years old, there's the Great Depression that not only affected us in the United States, but affected the people all over the world. And before she's 15 years old, England is in war with Germany. And before she's 18, the Germans are bombing Great Britain and Scotland. But what we know about Miss Sarah is she never gave up. She never quit living a faithful life. Maybe those hard, tough years prepared her for the rest of her life, because we know that she lived faithfully all the years that we knew her. But so did Enoch, so did Methuselah, so did Lamech, so did Noah. You see, they never gave up because they understood that we're all in the same boat. There's a lot of division going on. It's about the time you think it can't get any worse, it's gotten worse. And so what do? Do we say we're going to go on vacation? Do we quit trying to teach our children how to do and how to love and how to care for one another, to be respectful of one another, to be kind to one another? Or do we say one thing and live another? We all, me included, and me specifically, we all struggle, we all stumble, we all fail. But no matter what we're facing, we are called to be faithful followers of God, walking with God all the days of our life. No matter what it looks like outside, no matter what's going on in our world, in our country, We need to make sure that we're faithfully following God in our families, in our churches, in our clubs, in our communities, to change the culture, to make it a better place, a different place, so that when we need people to stand in the gap, that God will be able to find people who are willing. I pray that your vision for this world, for our country, for our church, for your family, is one where we love one another and we understand that we're all in the same boat together. And if we're going to be in the boat together, we need to make sure we learn how to get to know one another, to understand one another, to understand why they say the things they say, what they've experienced in their life versus what you've experienced. On both sides of all issues, understanding, being kind, and loving one another. Because as you know, in that ark, there were a lot of different animals. And when they were out, they all didn't get along. Some were predators and some were prey. But they got on the boat and they all made it off together. May we make it off together too. Let us pray. Lord God, give us power, give us strength, give us desire to not give up, but to walk faithfully with you, no matter how dark it is outside, no matter how much we don't understand. May we be humble, but follow and never give up. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.